Welcome to Clean Tech Talk. My name is Scott Cooney, and I'll be hosting today's show. In this episode, I interview Robbie Mickelson, who's been working on how the financial system can accelerate the clean tech revolution. Robbie is the co-founder and CEO of Atmos Financial, which is a climate-positive financial institution and certified B Corp. It's amazing, but Robbie was literally chosen by a Sistine Chapel-esque beam of light to do the work he's doing, and I thought that was a cool enough story to put in the intro to this podcast. In addition, he and I will argue a little bit, which is always fun for listeners, about the best 10 minutes, what people can do in the best 10 minutes to have the most positive impact in reducing climate change. We also discuss exactly what climate positive banking is, and perhaps most importantly, today's conversation will save me probably thousands of dollars over the course of my life on my addiction to Patagonia gear and clothing. So stay tuned and enjoy the show.
Welcome back for another episode of Clean Tech Talk, where we at Clean Technica interview clean tech leaders from around the world. With topics ranging from electric cars to climate change communication, you can listen to our full podcast series by visiting our website at cleantechnica.com.
All right, welcome to Clean Tech Talk. I am Scott Cooney, your host. And today we're going to dive deep into the climate positive finance and banking world. With me today is Robbie Mickelson, an expert on the topic. Robbie, I know you've been working on this space in clean tech at least for 20 plus years and in clean fintech since way before it was cool. So I can't wait to dive into this topic with you. Robbie, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Longtime listener, first time caller. So very happy to get on the show with you, Scott.
Well, thanks for calling in today. I appreciate that. All right. So tell me a little bit about your background. How'd you get started in the environmental space?
Yeah. So it's depends on how far back you go. It sort of sprinkles throughout childhood and everything. And I mean, going to my name, Ravi is Sanskrit for the sun. So I was born in India. I was named by a monk and Ravi. So as I said, means the sun. So you can say I was destined to get into solar and clean energy. That's what I like to say. A little bit joking, perhaps a little serious. When I was 18 and was entering into university, I went to the University of Washington up in Seattle. And at our freshman orientation, they split us into would-be engineers. And then everybody else went, you know, into the much bigger auditorium. And there, a woman came in and introduced us to this program that allowed us to do graduate level research in various topics. And I don't remember the entire list, but one of those was renewable energy. And when she said that, you know, the room got dark. There's a spotlight on her. There was heat in my chest. And this voice in my head says, Ravi, this is your mission in life. Help the world transition off of fossil fuels. And so I said, okay, sign me up for this program. And that's how it all started.
The sun literally sent a ray of light straight through the roof of that auditorium into your chair.
Pretty much.
Beautiful. That's
or the that HVAC might... had or the HVAC had problems. Not sure. I'm gonna go with my original story.
That's awesome. I went hiking and saw trees and thought they were pretty, and that's how I got started on my environmental journey. Your story is way cooler.
Awesome.
All right, good. And you are currently the CEO. You were the co-founder of Atmos Financial. Tell us a little bit about Atmos. I just learned about it yesterday while researching for this podcast. I love it. I can't wait to dive in and talk to people about it. But give us the 30,000 foot view.
Yeah. So we are a climate technology company that focuses on finance and specifically banking, both sides of banking. So so we're a technology company, not a bank, but people think that we are a bank because that's a little bit how we act. So from a consumer perspective or a business perspective, they can open accounts with us, checking, savings accounts, and then we use those deposits, bring them into a network of credit unions and community banks. And those deposits there then backstop loans, lower cost loans, for other customers to put solar on their roof, EVs in their driveway, and heat pumps in their home or business.
That's beautiful. I love it. Okay, so effectively, you're solving the climate crisis, not putting a Band-Aid on it. I see a lot of what you know, a lot of banks that have some green initiative and that sort of thing, and they plant a tree for every deposit, or they, you know, if you set up, you know, direct deposit from your checking or from your employer, they'll plant some trees or do a carbon offset or something like that. But this is literally just eliminating fossil fuel use.
It is, and it's, you know, I like to go to the drawdown definition of solution, so that what we're doing isn't providing a solution, which is the solar, it's the heat pumps, the electrification. What we are is we offer an accelerant. So by providing lower cost, more accessible financing, we can deploy more of these technologies that we need at a much faster rate.
And that accelerates the transition, obviously.
Exactly.
Very cool. All right. So for listeners, including myself, let's just say I'm dumb. All right. Let's just say that I don't understand finance very well because I really don't. Not that I'm dumb. I'm not dumb. I'm kind of smart sometimes. But I read this report from the Rainforest Action Network. It was called Banking on Climate Chaos. And the thing that really stuck out, it's there was a quote. It said, "The world's 60 biggest banks loan more than $5.5 trillion to support basically the fossil fuel industry." Okay, so a lot of people, it's interesting in finance, a lot of people don't know that when they put their money in a checking or savings account, their money is actually funding global fossil fuel expansion. So tell us a little bit more about this whole ecosystem and how you learned about the need for the solution that you guys provide.
Sure. I'll answer the second part first and then go into the first part. I learned about the need, sort of this, how the global banking sector later on, the need for the capital. I learned because I spent the first 15 years on the deployment side. And so looking for financing for a biofuels plant or a solar plant or a wind farm or other projects, running into the problem of available and low-cost capital. And so I was in my continuous quest for what I call my Archimedes lever to move the world off of fossil fuels. It came to me that I needed to be move into finance itself. That's how I came to this, to finance, was the need for capital and not so much the environmental impacts of the largest banks. And going into that, the largest banks fund the most fossil fuel extraction because they're the only ones that can.
They're the only ones who have that kind of money.
Exactly. Smaller banks, credit unions, they probably would if they could, because it's been amazing money for so long. Our economy is built, has been built off of fossil fuel extraction and use. And now we've learned, like, we've got a great world. We have amazing devices and technology and comforts for the most part in most of the world. But we've also learned that it's causing great harm, and it's causing environmental challenges and weather challenges as we go along. And so we need to transition. Every bank, every credit union, every financial product needs to shift to finance the transition towards renewable energy and electrification.
Got it.
Hello, clean tech enthusiasts. If you enjoy Clean Tech Talk and Clean Technica, please consider pitching in a few dollars a month at cleantechnica.com/support. That's cleantechnica.com/support, where you can sign up in seconds with a credit card, pitch in a few dollars a month, or whatever you like. Some people actually contribute $100 a month to help us cover climate change and clean tech and try to help the world one word at a time. Thank you.
All right, so tell us, obviously finance can help accelerate this transition as we talked about before. What is the difference between you see this fossil free kind of thing and then you see climate positive finance? Tell us a little bit about the difference.
Great question. It's really a negative versus positive filter. So when most people and institutions say fossil fuel free, what they mean is that they don't participate in those deals you just mentioned. They're not in on the $100 million, $1 billion fossil fuel pipeline or oil rig or coal mine or anything like that. And it's a bit of a cop out because, like I said, most of them aren't able to participate anyway. Climate positive is that positive filter. It's like, what are you actually doing with your money? Are you moving it towards this transition? So with Atmos, we're making the claim that we are the most climate positive financial product. And because of our relationships with our banks and credit unions, 100% of the deposits that are placed into our care are used to finance rooftop solar, heat pumps, and other clean electrification projects.
That's awesome. Okay, cool. I usually have jokes, but that was an awesome point. I don't want to make a joke about that. That was just great. So tell me, so walk us through from a consumer perspective, a person who wants to use Atmos as their financial institution, as their bank. How is Atmos working with them, and then in the larger picture, solving obviously this climate problem?
So goes on to sort of two parts. And so how much do you want to, transition your money? So I like to say that Atmos, moving your money into Atmos, is the second most impactful 10 minutes you can spend on climate, first being voting. So that 10 minutes, you can apply for an account with a clean application. It gets approved easily. And then you can move money into an Atmos savings account, and then we'll get started with that. Now, a savings account really just sits there. And so you're not using it for your daily spending, for your mortgage, for your rent, for Netflix and HBO and all these other things. So it's very easy. And you still have a very high leverage impact. There are others who want to move their entire banking relationship away from their fossil fuel funding bank. And so they move over their checking. And so we offer both savings and checking accounts through our bank partner, Five Star Bank in New York. And for them, some of them may do it very quickly. And so it's a high level of effort in a short period of time. Or some, if you want to do this, I recommend getting your checking account number and your debit card number. And then as you're going about your business over a period of weeks or months, replace your old bank account number in Netflix for your rent, for your mortgage, et cetera, with the Atmos number. Makes it a little bit easier.
With the savings account that you open.
Well, no, if you want to move over your checking account.
The checking. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. So it's make it easy. It's like, but start with your savings because, like I said, it's so easy and it's really one of the most highest leverage activities you can do in climate.
Okay. And the savings rate, the rate that you pay interest-wise, how is it compared to, other banks?
Yeah. So we are, we have a base rate of 1.75%. And so if you come in, you put money into a savings account, that's what you'll get. If you make a monthly donation to one of our, it's a automatic recurring donation to one of our 120 something climate focused nonprofits, we'll double that rate to 3.5%. So
wow.
It's about 10x the national average. So you're earning more, and then we make use of that money. And that's also part of how, we are creating a sustainable business as well.
You double the interest rate that you pay if people pitch in to Atmos approved NGOs.
Yes, we call it a savings or create rate rather than interest rate for regulatory reasons, but yeah, effectively,
okay.
that's what you would earn as a customer, that 3.5%.
That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
What a cool perk.
The checking and debit side, we also have sort of other perks. We do sort of mission focused cashback, so up to 5% from mission aligned spending. So your local organic grocers, EV charging instead of fossil fuels. I've seen several quote unquote, climate focused, climate neutral, sustainable, values driven banks, credit unions, and fintechs just do cashback across the board. And they're like, oh, we'll give you 2% on everything. And then we'll donate some money from your spending.
Even worse, many of them give you cash back, extra cash back on gas purchases, which just pisses me off to no end.
Exactly. So it's this, we have to be focused in how we're spending our money, and we want to reward those activities that are moving the economy, moving our own activities, you know, over.
We're literally, okay, so you spend 10 minutes, you spend, you know, 30 seconds voting, you go into the voting booth, you vote, good, that's a good solid 10 minutes chunk. This second 10 minutes, you start to move your money over, and then at some point, with every purchase you make, you're voting with your dollars. So I think, I don't know, man, that 10 minutes might actually be more important than the 10 minutes of voting. I'm a big civic advocate. I definitely tell people to vote, but I'm going to argue. I'm going to push back on you a little bit, Ravid. Maybe this is even, but
there's been no empirical research on the exact, you know, impact of comparing the two.
Well, you heard it here first.
Yes.
In this day and age, who does research? Who needs empirical data? Please. I'm a media company. I say it's true, so it must be true.
Yes. Saw it on Twitter, so therefore it's true.
That's it. All right. And yeah. just to dive into this debit card a little bit, I looked at it yesterday. I was browsing around and I was kind of shocked at how many cool companies and organizations that you guys have lined up. If you don't mind. Allbirds, Patagonia, ThreadUp, REI, Ben & Jerry's, AllTrails, Electrify America, Tesla Charging, Recreation.gov, and the National Park System. I was like, I spend money in all these places. This is amazing. And you know, I want to support those companies first and foremost. If you're going to give me cash back on those purchases, hey, that's just saving me money on stuff I would have bought anyway.
Yeah, exactly. And we love supporting it. And I really like some of the unique ones, like you said, like recreation.gov and the park system. So it's like, hey,
yeah,
go outside, enjoy this wonderful world that we're in.
Totally. Let's get more people like Scott, who became an environmentalist because trees are cool.
Yeah. And tell us, you know, you're like, hey, there's this amazing local grocer that's organic. Hey, there's a local farmer that sells here, and here's their, you know, their website. We're continually growing because of the advocacy and the communication from our customers. And so we want to bring more merchants into this program. And it's through efforts of folks like you, or soon to be you, because you don't yet have an account, do you?
Busted.
And, you know, it's, we're still getting the word out there. It's not something people don't think about their banking. It's a back end function of our lives.
Sadly, Ravi, it wasn't until yesterday that, you know, this was on my calendar. I've got a podcast I'm going to be doing tomorrow with Atmos. And I was like, what's Atmos? And you know, that's on me, because I haven't Googled, hey, climate friendly finance. But you know, here's the thing, is like, it's just sheer laziness. Like I open a bank account with the bank that's on the corner. That was kind of how I got started. But then it's sheer laziness, and my stupid dollars have been funding fossil fuel expansion for 13 fucking years. And I'm pissed about
you're
it.
Old, you're older than 13 years, so it's been longer than that. But
at least with this bank.
We have customers, yeah, with your local bank there. But we have customers who have come to us and said, you know, I've been with Bank of America or Chase or Wells Fargo or a community bank or a credit union for 10, 20, 50 years even. Like we had one, I think it was like 50 or 60 years, that because like my parents helped me open an account at this bank when I was a child, and I've banked with them ever since.
Yeah.
And it's just something, and it's, bank accounts are so sticky because it's easy, it works, it's good enough, and I don't want to change.
It's inertia.
Exactly. And
totally inertia.
And that's also why we stress, just do the savings account. Don't change, but add a savings account. Add a climate positive savings account to your financial mix.
Well, you got a new customer. I'm doing one later today. I will spend that 10 minutes. I will open a savings account with you guys. You guys, boom, ring the bell, baby.
Ring the bell.
Let's go. I'm moving my money to climate friendly finance. Woo-hoo. I love this debit, and I'm definitely getting the debit card, because honestly, it's just going to save me money. Like you know how much money I spend at Patagonia? I'm one of those guys. Let me ask you this. So if a customer wants to suggest a cool local company or even a big company to be part of your network, how do they do it?
On our website, joinatmos.com, you go to the checking page, and then there's a section for the cashback checking partners.
Okay.
And a little form. Let us know who you want to be in there.
Cool. I will put the link. I will find that link, and I will put that in the show notes. So anybody listening, you can check out the show notes later. I will put your guys' website, also the list of the cool companies that you can save up to 5% on. I will put that in the show notes as well. So you can, anybody listening can go to those on all the things. This is awesome. Okay, so cool. Let's shift gears a little bit. Let's talk a little bit about the infrastructure, how you support the resources you provide for, you know, banks and installers in the clean energy transition.
Yeah. And before we move off the deposit side, I want to just say that we're just a couple weeks away from launching our business savings account as well. So similarly, if you're a venture-backed climate startup, if you are a clean tech media company that has an amazing podcast that I might be speaking on, you can
pushing it, Robbie.
You can open a savings account and have money sitting there, earn up to 4% on that savings, and then just set up a series of rules to move over to your operating account, wherever it may be at your other bank. You know, so you've got your main bank, you know, your bank, because Atmos isn't a bank. So you've got but now you're opening a savings account with Atmos, having amazing impact, getting good yield on it, and then just moving money over as needed. So let's tie off the deposit side. And now let's move over to those other two partners that you mentioned, the installers and the banks.
The banks, okay.
So going into the banks first. So because this is why we got it, you know, why we got into this in the first place is to move more money. And this is part of my origin story in finance as well. Is if you look, you know, in 2018, the IPCC Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change released that report, their special report on 1.5 degrees. And they said we need to spend roughly $4 trillion per year on clean energy transition. And if you look in the global space, there are very few entities that can, you know, that can put forward $4 trillion. But who does this regularly for essentially, you know, what we need are the banks. It's the global banking sector with, at the time, they had $200 trillion in assets. Now it's closer to $500 trillion in assets. And they're making home loans, commercial mortgages, other types of equipment financing every single day. And so what Atmos does is we work with them to build out a solar loan portfolio, a heat pump portfolio, because it's similar, but not exactly the same. So that's where our expertise comes in. And we provide them with a turnkey solution where they can essentially plug in, you know, however much money they would like to finance. And everything is within their you know, approved underwriting schema and credit box. So it meets their safety and soundness criteria. But now, to something you said at the very beginning, is they're not just planting a tree or beginning a recycling program in their branch. They're actively funding this transition. And that's what we need to do with every single bank, every single credit union, every single financial institution.
Super cool. Okay, so you guys provide a lot of technology behind the scenes that helps lubricate this transition, in addition to being customer facing and having this cool debit card.
Exactly.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so cool.
Now, third part of, you know, our triangular shaped technology company is our relationship to solar installers, HVAC contractors, et cetera. And now more and more, if somebody wants to do a home remodel, re-roof their loan, put solar on their roof, change out their furnace for a heat pump, that installer is bringing the financing with them. It's called point of sale finance. You see it at Best Buy and other retailers offering certain types of credit card or the register financing. And now home repair specialists, building performance, they're bringing that financing to you through various financing specialist companies. And what we've seen over the last decade is that those that are dominating the financing within their, let's say, residential solar space, is that their model takes essentially offering a high upfront fee with a lower APR, lower interest rate loan, to create a monthly payment that is less than what the person is paying on their monthly utility bills, their electricity bills. And so that's how sales have really driven. But that high upfront fee and that low rate don't work out to, ultimate savings for the customer, in that most residential solar customers have paid off their loans within 6 years. And so they're not getting the benefit of a lower interest rate on their 25, 30 year even loan product. And so the Atmos model is a very low upfront fee and a fair interest rate put forward by our bank and credit union partners that maximizes the savings for the customer. We say, hey, we want to drive down the cost, make it more affordable, more accessible for everyone. And ultimately, when you bring down that the cost of what somebody's borrowing, how much they're borrowing, that reduces the price of the electricity produced. And so if we want to go from solar to heat pump to EV to induction stove to an entire electrification, that new fuel cost is the electricity produced by the solar system. So we want to drive that down as much as possible. And that's what we're doing with our loan product.
It's awesome. Again, lubricating the transition. I think we're on a theme here with Atmos. So, all right. Do you have advice for folks looking to make an impact with how they bank?
Well, the obvious and biased opinion is to take that 10 minutes, apply for an account, fund an Atmos savings account, and then see what else you can do. There are investment platforms like our friends at Energia, Raise Green, Carbon Collective for other aspects of your capital stack. And then also, as you said, vote with your dollars on where you spend as well.
Those are all good tips. All right. Educational resources, anything else? So if people really want to dive deep, I mean, you strike me as somebody with a wealth of knowledge. And if I just pushed you over a tipping point, I have this feeling that if I got a cup of coffee in you, Ruby, and we sat down and I asked you the right question, 3 hours later, I would have an encyclopedic knowledge of fintech, how things work behind the scenes, the finance world, all that kind of stuff. If people want to dive a little bit deeper than what we've done here on this podcast today, any educational resources you would suggest for them? And am I wrong about that?
If you tip me upside down, some knowledge would come out. I think there was also a backhanded compliment on me being long-winded in there as well for 3 hours of conversation for one question. But the...
Not intended at all, but funny. Very funny.
So, yes, like I said, I've been working on this problem for over two decades. And right. So, and I do love to learn. And so I'm constantly, what are the new technologies coming out? How do we engage customers more? Jumping into the finance space, I have learned more than most people learn in their lifetimes because I've had to, and most people don't actually need to. And so, and I'm happy to share. We have resources on our website. What you have built at Clean Technica over the last decade and a half is remarkable and is an amazing resource. Your podcasts, the blogs, the articles are really great.
Well, now you're talking. Now you're making sense. This whole time I was kind of wondering. I was like, I don't know. Does this guy know what he's talking about? I'm not sure.
Yeah. And there are, if there are a lot of other podcasts in this space as well, some more general, some much more focused on policy, on technology, on finance. There's not so much on the climate finance space yet. A lot of books in this space. It's hard to narrow down, like, what would I just recommend?
But you have stuff on your website, resources.
Yeah. Go to our website, go to your website.
I will also put those resources into the show notes here as well. So I'll gather those from you afterwards. And then of course I'll put a link to Clean Technica just in case anybody forgot who we are.
yeah. And so we'll give more on, we'll actually produce a full page of resources, one of these as well.
Okay, cool. Great. All right. Well, last question. I would love to know what you think around the future of climate infrastructure and how Atmos is going to change the game.
Great, great question. And something that we constantly think about is how do we evolve to continue to drive the accelerated transition? So it's not just a gradual transition, but we accelerating it. And if you think about ultimately what we're doing is we're driving these infrastructure changes into earlier and earlier in the process. Solar should be a part of the initial construction, batteries, heat pumps, electrification. That means it's also part of the initial mortgage. Until that time, but new construction is roughly 2 to 5% of the, the housing sales every year. So we also need to be more of this thought put into home sales and retrofits. Banks are a trusted resource and advisor to their customers. And I think the financial industry and banks specifically will play more of that role in helping people on this transition.
Awesome. Well, honestly, I've learned a ton today. I've had a lot of fun. I'm going to log off here and probably use the restroom. And then I will come back and I will open myself a savings account with Atmos. And I'm stoked to do it. I can't wait. And I'm super stoked to get that debit card as well. So I just want to say, all kidding aside, appreciate the work you're doing. It's super critical. Keep up the good work, Revy and team. And I look forward to watching your growth.
Scott, this has been amazing and appreciated your friendship over the years and what you've built in making people aware of what's going on. And really grateful that you've had me on today to tell a little bit about what we're doing.
Same, brother. Like I said, I know you're a first-time caller, but thanks for calling in today.
Anytime you want me back to talk, I will try to keep my answers below 3 hours, despite how much coffee or other energy drinks I may have had.
Maybe we set that up. I'll poll my readers and my listeners and see how they feel about a deep dive into this topic. And who knows? Who knows how many people are like, you know what? I want to listen for 3 hours and learn everything there is to know about fintech and climate infrastructure.
I know. We'll I know my mom we'll is going to listen, so she will be at least one vote.
We got one. Ravi, thank you so much for your time today. It was awesome. Look forward to it. And thanks again, listeners, to Clean Tech Talk.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you for listening to Clean Tech Talk. Join us next time to get your electric fix. If you would like to sponsor our podcast, send us an email at accounts@cleantechnica.com. That's accounts at cleantechnica.com. Thanks. Yeah.